It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, May 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The White House has released a new report this week on big data and our privacy. The report examines everything from how big companies are using data in marketing to whether new technologies present challenges to current privacy policies. Assistant law professor at Washington University Ryan Calo says there is some good news in this report.
The White House got a lot right in terms of diagnosing the problems. Things like power imbalances and discrimination. And so I thought that was really a step forward, and I was happy to see it. Step two is where I start to get a little concerned, because I was having a lot of trouble figuring out how the proposed solutions had to do with the problems that they set out.
Solutions like a national standard for how companies react to data breaches. Think Target being able to treat credit card hacking the same whether customers are in Los Angeles, California, or Los Alamos, New Mexico. But Calo says those solutions serve industry more than consumers.
At the end of the day, big data is about power. It's about, you know, your ability to have an advantage because of what you know. Sometimes it's going to be a win-win. It'll be a win-win for consumers who have great, clever new services that are really helpful to their lives. But there will be other instances where consumers will lose out and where citizens will lose out. And it's trying to maximize the former and minimize the latter, which is the real trick with big data.
Calo says that while there aren't any clear-cut answers right now, the report could motivate lawmakers to work on more serious policy solutions. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is preparing to build new battery factories for his popular electric cars in at least two different states. It's a strategy that Musk says will help the company ramp up production of Teslas, and the company certainly has a reputation for innovation. But the move also has its drawbacks. For one thing, cost. Marketplace's Sabri Benashour reports.
Tesla's strategy sounds expensive, but another thing that is expensive is delays.
If there is a timing delay for any reason at all, the costliness of that may in fact be greater.
Jackie Moore teaches marketing at the University of Montana. Tesla wants 500,000 electric cars on the road by 2020, and it needs to move fast. So if something goes wrong in one state, say a regulatory problem, having a ready-to-go backup plan is priceless. And it's a good negotiating tool, says Ben Calo, senior equity analyst with Robert W. Baird.
These states are out there competing as far as the subsidies and different benefits that they will give Tesla.
And there's one thing Tesla really wants. Charles Hill teaches at the Foster School of Business. He says Tesla wants to sell cars itself, not through dealerships.
And it may be that Tesla picks a state that's initially hostile to that. Texas would be an example, as a way of getting leverage for them to change their policy as well.
The more backup plans you have, the more arms you can twist. I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.
It's Friday, which means time for Silicon Tally. This week's guest is Kara Miller, host of the show Innovation Hub from WGBH in Boston and PRI. Kara, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Totally ready.
Okay. $1.50. This has to do with data.
How much my entire life's worth of data is worth.
This is actually how much a pregnant woman's marketing data is worth to marketers.
So I think you should consider counting that as like a partial correct answer, because I was recently pregnant and I have a 14-month-old.
Well, there we go. And it's really interesting, right? Because these marketers know what you're going to buy for the next like 4 years.
And they know that you are a scared captive audience and that they can market you a $700 stroller. And I am not kidding. When you get in the market for strollers, it will blow your mind how much they cost.
All right. You got something for me?
Yes, $24.
The price that Twitter wishes its stock was.
No, it is actually the cost of one pair of underwear from Wireless Armor. And they say that radiation from cell phones and like all these wireless gadgets that we have hurt men's fertility.
Okay.
And so this underwear is a weave of cotton and silver threads to protect fertility.
Does that mean that, like, if I were Edward Snowden, I could, like, put my cell phone in there?
Perhaps. I don't know.
All right. I got something for you. 233 bird deaths.
Is that what, like, wind turbines are causing?
You are close. It is actually 233 bird deaths have been attributed to the Ivanpah solar power plant in Southern California. Have you seen that thing with all the crazy mirrors on it? And apparently it generates this solar flux field that reaches a temperature of 800 degrees Fahrenheit. I'll just call that like a bird death ray.
Yes, it's like frying the birds right there on the mirrors. That's scary. Wow.
It's very scary. Okay, you got something for me?
Actually, it's a series of numbers.
Okay.
16, 32, 50.
Wow. I think you've stumped me.
So it's another product that's being rolled out. It's sunglasses with a tiny microchip in them. And at 16 feet, 32 feet, and 50 feet, they tell your phone, hey, you're about to lose us.
I like that.
These are the sunglasses you can't lose, which is exactly what I need. They're kind of hefty. They're $350.
Ooh.
But you can also chart on your phone their last known location, which I think is awesome.
That is pretty awesome. Kara Miller is the host of Innovation Hub from WGBH and PRI. Kara, thanks for playing along.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, there's a special version of Silicon Tally at MarketplaceTech.org. I'll be tweeting my score tomorrow. You should, too. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.